Despite incredible advances in treating depression and anxiety, we've seen a significant increase in depression and anxiety over the last 60 years, and I see it every day in my practice. A worldwide study found this, that levels of anxiety in the wealthiest countries are almost 3 times as high as the poorest countries, twice as high as middle-income countries, and it's getting worse. Millennials, or in fact, were revealed to be the most anxious generation of all time. And we don't know all the answers, but what we do know is this. There's been a significant cultural shift from an emphasis of doing good to feeling good, from responsibility to things to a responsibility from the things. And so what does this have to do with your business? The neuroscience of this is pretty clear, that happy and engaged workers, like I mentioned 2 weeks ago, are more profitable, creative, and enjoy what they do. And then this is contagious within a workplace. But how do you develop this? Well, Annie McGee is a senior fellow at the University of Pennsylvania grad school, boils down the research like this. There must be a meaningful vision of the future, a sense of purpose, that is, why does my work matter towards that vision, and great relationships. But what if you don't work for a company like that or haven't achieved that? What do you do then? Well, you may have to dial back a couple of weeks ago and listen to my last one as I talked about an acronym that's worth remembering called PERMA, which is the components that create happiness, positive emotion, engagement, relationships, meaning, and achievement. But let me be clear, happiness must be seen as a byproduct of the above components. It's not the primary purpose or goal. Just like as Viktor Frankl said, happiness can't be pursued. It has to ensue from a life well lived. Just like the more you obsess about having a good night's sleep, the less likely you'll be to experience it. And the same goes for happiness. Today, I'm going to say a bit more about the fourth letter in the acronym PERMA, the importance of meaning, the why. Because all of the others, in my view, are branches off of this meaning and purpose. This is the cornerstone of each. Evidence says that without meaning and purpose towards something greater than ourselves, it's almost impossible to experience consistent periods of happiness. Humans, after all, are the only meaning-seeking species on the planet. Whether you believe we were designed by a creator like that, or believe we've evolved that way, or both, humans need purpose. Viktor Frankl, Holocaust survivor and psychiatrist, says that concentration camp comrades who entered the camps with a self-centered focus usually deteriorated more quickly and didn't make it in the long run. And those who looked for meaning in each day or in the smallest of kindest acts of kindness or to view their dignified suffering with greater purpose were much more likely to survive the horrors and illnesses in the concentration camps. And we also know that if you lack this purpose in your daily life events, you are much more likely to frantically and anxiously seek to fill it in seeking pleasure, comfort, status, attention. All of the extrinsic motivations that have been seen to lead to narcissism and depression. And also offer less responsibility towards the things that truly matter, and offer excuses and complaints. And all of this effort will never be enough to fill what we call the existential vacuum. That's what we know about how humans function and why we're in the age of depression. So what will it take for you and your organization to develop or increase your sense of purpose? Well, it takes a lot of work and self-reflection every day, and it starts at the individual level first. What you are doing to find meaning in every daily activity, examine yourself. Are you one of those who pessimistically ask, what's the meaning of life or at work or in your relationship? Or, on the other hand, do you see it as your responsibility to ask every day, what is life wanting from me? What's this situation asking of me? What changes and challenges in myself are required? So I challenge you, before you step into a room, before you drive to work, before you say something or make big purchases or change your life's course or help a customer, are you asking yourself 5 levels down why? What is the purpose of this? Is what I'm about to do consistent with what my values are? Do I even know my values? Why am I doing this or needing this? And be honest, because we need you to show up as your best self, and freedom to be your best self begins with responsibility to others rather than responsibility from others.